The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this finally Friday morning, we talk so much about the need for health care reform, especially in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. New administration coming in, new congressional leadership, maybe that will affect some change. There's a lot of things that we can do ourselves, though, as health care consumers, if we know how to navigate the system, and that can be very tricky. Joining us right now is somebody that can help. He writes the Ask Phil column for PBS NewsHour's Making Sense website. Philip Moeller is online with us right now. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Get What's Yours for Healthcare, your new book. What inspired you to write this book?
I spent years, like everybody else, waiting for some kind of health reform from Washington, and it never happened. And because Congress is so divided, I pretty much concluded that waiting for health reform is worse than waiting for Godot. So I decided to write a book to tell people what they can do to reform their own health care. And there's an awful lot they can do. And that's what the book is all about, giving people very practical, evidence-based tools to get better deals with health care.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that consumers make when it comes to accessing health care and ultimately paying more than they need to?
The biggest single mistake is that people don't understand how health insurance works. And people are almost genetically programmed to not like their health insurer and not want to talk to their health insurer. But these are the people who really control the system. I mean, 300 million people in this country have some form of health insurance. And so the first thing people have to do is contact their health insurer and do so before they need care. Most of the decisions on health care that go wrong are made because people make bad assumptions about what's covered, what's not, who's going to pay for it, who's not. These are things that you can find out ahead of time, but you have to take the initiative, be proactive, and learn your stuff.
You talk a lot in this book about testing, and I think most of us, doctor says we need to run some tests. You don't ask twice. You just say, okay, do what you need to do. You talk about maybe having a conversation with your doctor about what tests you really need.
Yes, there's a lot of good information about the most valuable and useful tests that people should take. Those answers differ depending on your age and health condition, but medical research has done a pretty good job of tracking the results of these tests over the years. If you took every test that was prescribed, you would stay in the testing room your entire life. So the important thing is to understand which ones are the most important. And the book has lists and sources to help you do that. But the other thing you alluded to is important. You have to learn how to talk to your doctor. I love my doctor, but he's not always perfect. He has other things on his mind, and doctors tend to overprescribe medicine for various reasons. And so the book deals with ways that you can talk to your doctor in a respectful but effective way to make sure that what he or she tells you you need is actually what you need.
I think that's so important because we don't really know how to talk to our doctors, or we're intimidated by our doctors, or we just assume they know more than we do, and so why even question anything they say?
Absolutely. I think the overall thing, Paul, is it's on you to get this right, and expecting somebody else, whether it's your doctor or somebody else, to come in and take care of you is a nice feeling, but it's wrong. You have to take care of yourself. Healthcare is on us as individuals to get right. Sometimes we need a lot of help, which is why the book suggests that you need to put together, a team of friends and people who can help you deal with health emergencies and just ongoing health issues. Because when you have a health problem, you're probably not at your best in making key decisions, and you need help, and you need people who can be at your side, who have the legal right to represent you. This is true regardless of your age. So you have to assume that if you have a serious health issue, you're probably not going to be in the best shape to represent yourself, so you need a team before it happens.
One thing that I think that we all know and all can agree on is that healthcare costs are out of control, whether it's with insurance or without insurance. I mean, if you look at an itemized hospital bill, holy cow, that's a lot of money. How do we get to this point where healthcare costs have just become astronomical?
Over the course of the last 40 years, we let healthcare providers take over the system from us. Historically, even with insurance, you paid your doctor, you paid the hospital, and the insurance company wrote you a check. You were in control of that payment relationship. But over time, the insurance companies and the hospitals and doctors figured out that if they cut you out of the process, they would make a lot more money, and you wouldn't really know what was going on. And that's what's happened. So as a result, our healthcare expenses are $3.8 trillion, double per capita what any other industrialized country pays. So just imagine what we could do with an extra $1.9 trillion each year, either in our own pockets or to deal with things like climate change, infrastructure needs, and all the rest. So I don't see this changing anytime soon. And so the result is, if you want to reduce your health costs, you have to act on your own behalf. Sort of this is like health reform at the consumer level, and the book is all about ways that you can actually reduce your health costs. And one of the big things, Paul, is preventive care. The cheapest health care is the health care you don't need, and we spend about a third of our health care dollars on care we don't need. If we took better care of ourselves, we would reduce our costs even further.
Absolutely. I think that's a big problem we have in today's society, is that we're not a healthy society. We don't have healthy habits. We all know the things that we should be doing, but there's I don't know if it's that it's not incentivized or why we have become this sort of fat and lazy society. And I'll be the first one to admit I'm part of the problem, not part of the cure, but it is something that we really need to focus on, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, that's above my pay grade in the book. All I can do is hope that the people who buy my book are people who care about their health, and what I need to do is provide them the tools to act on their concerns, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, they're all in the book, Get What's Yours for Healthcare by Philip Mueller. Phil, thanks so much for telling us about the book. Good luck with it. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Paul. You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.